Matt Moore, our Fan Nuggets insider, joining us on the Johnson Auto Plaza hotline. The Nuggets are about to tip it off with Dallas here in just a few minutes. They get going at 6:30 our time. Jokic wins Player of the Week. What kind of week did Jokic actually have, Matt?
A monster one, which is crazy considering, honestly, the Sunday game where he grabbed 22 rebounds wasn't a very good game by the standard he set this season. It's too early in the season for there to be a real MVP conversation, but the buzz, the burbling, the very faint talk about MVP, all those conversations are starting with Nikola Jokic right now. That's how good he's been this year. He's been absolutely incredible. If he continues to play at this level throughout the season, he's absolutely going to be talked about as an MVP candidate. He has been absolutely sensational to start this season, despite the Nuggets' struggles.
Yeah, he's been incredible. I don't know about the rest of the team. I don't know about Jamal Murray. You know what? Why don't we start here? Because in all seriousness, jokes aside, this has nothing to do with feelings about anybody, but it is hard to follow the Nuggets. It just is. When you can't watch the games, you're kind of living through smoke signals. You're living through Twitter. So why don't you just kind of give us a state of the union of the start of the season here?
So the biggest thing to kind of look at is you can look at their record and be like, man, they're just not very good. And the early part of the season, I think that's definitely true. They just weren't very good. I don't think this team is as good as last year's team yet. They're figuring out some things, and they've started to really come on strong. Jamichael Green being out to start the season was a big issue. A lot of it comes down to they lost twice to the Kings. And we can just objectively say by any measure, we know the Nuggets are a better team than the Kings. So if you flip those two games, the record looks a lot different. They've handled business versus bad teams since then, but they've been lacking in really good wins until this back-to-back set versus the Suns, which were two really good wins, especially the back-to-back win. Jokic has been incredible. Murray's had a bad elbow, and that's really been bothering him, and it's just evident. He never talks about injuries, and this one's been bad enough he's actually talked about it, even if he tried to play through it. The bench was really terrible to start the year and then improved as soon as Jamichael Green got back. Michael Porter missed 2 weeks with COVID again, but when he came back, he's looked pretty good. They have weapons. They're figuring things out. Their best basketball is absolutely still to come, and you'd hope so, given that they've had issues. But they're a team that I think really has turned a corner over the last five games or so.
All right, what's Dallas up to? It's Dallas, Miami, San Antonio. So how's the rest of this road trip looking?
The Dallas game, I think, is probably the toughest, actually. Okay. San Antonio is good this year, but I think San Antonio is still going to have trouble matching the firepower of what Denver brings to the table. Dallas has struggled offensively this season, but Rick Carlisle's had so much success versus Michael Malone. And for whatever reason, the Nuggets' best defensive scheme, where they play up at the level of the screen and really attack you, they don't do versus the Mavericks for some reason. They play back, and I don't know if you know this, but Luka Doncic is pretty good, and so he just winds up tearing them apart. If they play up, they can get this win. If they don't, they're going to struggle. The Heat have not been great this year. Under the radar, a team that went to the finals, they're struggling all over. Their bench has not been as good. Their defense has not been as good. They've been struggling a lot. I actually think that's a really good matchup for Denver in a game that they should get. They need to go 2-1 in this stretch.
Michael Porter Jr. missed 3 weeks of basketball. We got him back last week. How much of our hopes is riding on Michael Porter Jr.?
A lot. You know, I think, you know, Jamichael Green's been honestly a godsend for what they needed, which is just defense and shooting. He's shooting the lights out from three. He knows where to be. He rebounds hard. He plays hard. But this team's highest potential is always going to be MPJ. And in the early part of the season, it was a train wreck. He would try too hard and mess up the offense, and then he would just vanish, and it was like he wasn't even there. This last game was much better. He settled in, played really well. The lineups with Murray, Jokic, and Porter on the floor outscored the Suns by 17 points in that last game. That's huge. That's a big turning point. If they can get that combination to work, they're going to absolutely take off. He's had a good defensive effort, but he's got to follow it up with another one. If he keeps bringing the effort on rebounds, he'll do fine. He's a natural enough scorer. I think Jokic is figuring out how to play with him, and that's a big part of this, too. It's a work in progress, but there's still a lot of signs that the long-term prospects are good.
The Action Network's Matt Moore is our guest talking about the Nuggets who play Dallas tonight. Matt, I love people who are freaking out. I mean, people were freaking out. And here we go. You take a breath. The Nuggets are fifth in the West. 9-7, Jokic is the player of the week. We're all right. We're better than all right. This is a really good team. This team will be in the playoffs. I'm not sure where they're going to be seated, but they'll be back. Is there any indication that that won't happen?
No. You know, I just think if as long as Jokic has been so stable health-wise, knock on wood, that as long as he's around, you're going to be good. Murray, again, it clearly just not healthy. And he and Gary Harris have both talked about how after that offseason, they had a short offseason, a really short one.
Right.
And because of that, they had to basically go to zero. And then the season started up so rapidly because the NBA is like, oh my gosh, we got to get it started by Christmas. We got to go. They didn't have any ramp up time. So they just threw themselves back into it. They're getting acclimated. I think they'll be okay. You've seen good signs from Gary Harris shooting lately, and that's a big boost. I think there's still good things to come from guys like Facco Campazzo and some of the other guys that they have on the team. Monte Morris has played awesome. The team is balancing out. They're still going to be bad defensively. They're still going to have nights where they're frustrating. This is not a flawless juggernaut, but they're still going to be a really good team. And the biggest thing about this team that we've learned, this team is built for the playoffs. As crazy as it sounds, they're mentally tough, and they're built for tough environments. The regular season is something they got to get through to get there.
You know, I'm starting to get a bad gut feeling that Jamal Murray might just be having one of those seasons that you just can't quite get healthy. You're just going to be dealing with stuff all season long. Am I off base there?
I don't think so. It's hard for him sometimes because this is a part of it is I asked Malone about this the other night because he played 40 minutes in the overtime game versus the Suns. And I was like, is there any conversation about getting him a rest? And Malone said, you know, because then he played 42 minutes on the back-to-back in overtime again. And Malone joked and said, yeah, he's got a day off today on the day that they're actually off. They're not going to rest him. Part of it is Malone talked about it being a conversation between the training staff, the coaching staff, and what Jamal wants. Jamal is never, ever, ever going to want to sit. Like, you're going to need a crowbar and multiple dudes to get him to miss a game. And the training staff has never really leaned towards it. Their metrics haven't indicated that he's in the red. There haven't been signs that he needed to rest. He could play with it. It's just discomfort. I do think some time off would do him well, but I don't think they're going to take it for a number of reasons.
Hi, Matt. How do we follow you on Twitter? Is it at Matt Moore, T-A-N? Is that right?
Yeah, you can find me at Matt Moore, T-A-N. Make sure to download the Action Network app. It's great for tracking scores.
Okay, because I have to be able to follow the game tonight, you know. That's what I'm going to do.
No problem.
Thank you, Matt. Appreciate it.
Thanks, guys.
Matt Moore from the Action Network on the Johnson Auto Plaza hotline. See, that's the way I can watch the game.
There you go. Download the app.
Download the app.
Yep. Watch the box score.
I can download the app and watch the box score.
Mm-hmm.
Is everybody excited about downloading the app and watching the...
No.
What'd you think? Well, we got a minute here. What'd you think of the fight Saturday night?
You know, I thought it was a good fight, actually. I thought it was fun.
Did you pay for it?
Nope. I did not.
How'd you see it?
I just saw it. I just saw it. around. It was around the place, you know, and like, you know, and there was
all
like,
right. Links. Did you see it live? Or did
I just, there were like stuff there. What I just saw it on the internet. Yeah.
Was it in English?
I wanted McGregor to win. I did.
I was blown away. I did not see it live. I was blown away how quickly, though, I saw the whole fight for free.
Right.
Almost within 20 minutes of the fight concluded.
It was. You're right. I mean, honestly, you could find it everywhere.
It was crazy, but...
You know, I wanted McGregor to win just because I kind of wanted to have a nice little run here, have a nice little second come in, maybe get another fight with Khabib.
Yeah.
That's all gone now. No way. Why would Khabib take that fight now?
No idea. It's done for McGregor. Listen, I have a lot of respect for that dude. He has given us so many exciting moments. It is just crazy. When it's done, it's done. And for these MMA guys, it gets done. It ends relatively quick.
You see Floyd calling him out?
Of course.
Yeah. Yeah, Floyd's calling him out. Everybody's calling him out. The only problem with McGregor is that he did start this just kind of nasty trend of if you're a big name, you can get a big boxing match. Now, I don't know, is that good or bad for the sport? I think it's bad. A lot of people say the sport was dying anyway, so it's good. He's just bringing some attention to it. But, I mean, now we're watching Jake Paul and Logan Paul, everybody else. McGregor started it.
And in all honesty, I mean, Poirier, is that how you say his name? He chopped a tree. It was just a bunch of leg kicks, and then McGregor got tired, and he hit him in the face a few times.
Yep.
It's just not that, to me, that's not that interesting. But that is an effective way to win a fight. It's just not that interesting, in my opinion. And I love Conor McGregor, and he's done now. So that's it. So I don't know who the next Conor McGregor is going to be, but, man, it was fun while it lasted. Ain't no doubt about it.
It was.
But it's done. I'm not saying he's done.
Same reason I'm rooting for Tom Brady, though. I was rooting for Conor McGregor.
Of course.
Because it's fun. It's fun. It's a fun run.
Would it be fun to root for Matt Stafford to be here? We'll get to that next.